to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, and you can give us a call with your question about the value of your collectible. It could be sports, political, pop culture, whatever item you have that might be worth something or you think it might be worth something. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to answer the question. But and meanwhile, today, what we're going to do, we're going to talk. It's finally baseball season, so we're going to try to give you who we think will be the MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year for baseball this year, and see what happens with it. Meanwhile, then, Vince, what do you think as far as we're giving away to the callers a box of Crown Royal Hockey and a Donruss baseball box? We got a double prize this week. How are we going to do that now for the winner? What do they need to do?
Just email me, Vince at ERCDelivery.com, and I'll send them an email, and we'll set up delivery at their convenience free of charge.
Okay. Wow. The number here is 312-332-3776, and if we get your question on the air, we will get you in the drawing. So now, also, you can contact me through Twitter. My Twitter ID is TCrownTom. And if we use one of your questions or one of your items, if you send me a picture of an item and we use it on the show, we'll get you on there. I had tweeted the other day, this isn't something for the show, but I thought it was a pretty funny response. I had tweeted that anybody who had Dayton in the final eight in their brackets, well, they either had to have gone to school there or they had their grandma fill out their brackets. And some Louie tweets me and he goes, I filled my bracket out using the place I'd like to visit and the place I never want to visit theory. It's like, okay, if it works for you, the way the March Madness goes, that's probably as good as any.
Yeah, it was great watching that game, just rooting for Dayton to take on a top, you know, a seed Florida and hope for Dayton, hope for a victory.
They really moved along, I'll tell you, getting into the eighth seed, that you couldn't have expected it. Now, also, Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions, tomorrow the April auction starts, correct, Bill?
Yeah, we're getting ready for beginning at noon tomorrow, Eastern Time.
Okay, you got lots of stuff there. Lots of good items. We'll be talking about some of those items throughout the show. There's old cards like a play ball, Joe DiMaggio, a Ty Cobb white border T206 card, a Christy Mathewson T206 card, a Gaudy Babe Ruth, a Great Bambino, all types of stuff. HugginsandScott.com, the Huggins and Scott Auctions. But meanwhile, Adam, the baseball season, it's ready to go.
Koufax.
There we go.
Koufax kicks. He delivers. It's up the middle. It's a base hit. Richardson is rounding first. He's going for second. The ball's in the deep right center. Davidson over in the corner, cut the ball off. Here comes the throw, Richardson around him first. He goes into second. He's tied. He's in there. He's safe. It's a double. He's in there, Martini. Look at Richardson. He's on second base. All right. Here's Kresh as the next batter. Kresh looks in. Koufax. Koufax gets a sign from Roseboro. He kicks once. He pumps. He fires. It's a strike. All right. Here he comes for the next pitch. Kresh swings. It's a long fly ball to deep left center.
Yes, that was one of my favorite scenes in any movie ever. Although it sounded like Nicholson's voice had changed a little bit, and that got a little on the higher side.
Was that almost 40 years ago?
Yeah,
that movie
came out. It was in the 70s. Yeah, yeah. I think it was mid 70s. Maybe that was a great movie. And the Riverview guy's on the line. What do you have there, Riverview guy?
It is getting warmer out, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely getting warmer out. It's supposed to be 60 today. No snow on the streets. They're having they've got the big marathon going right now, actually, downtown Chicago. So good luck to all the marathon runners. I think there's 40,000 people running through the streets. They're actually going to run right in front of the station here, so it ought to be interesting.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And the Sox open tomorrow.
Open tomorrow. Should be good.
No Sox.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of autographs from Blues in Music. I've got the first album, vinyl, and another album, Agent Provocateur. It's Lou Gramm signed them. He's the original singer of Foreigner. Plus, I have Lou Christie from the 60s, Lightning Strikes, you know, Rhapsody in the Rain.
Okay, Bill, is there any value to the Foreigner autographs that you know of? Have you had anything with them?
I have not had anything from them. It would take some little research and digging. I mean, I'm sure there is some value, whether it's 50 and 100 or 500 to 1,000. I'm really not sure.
Yeah. I don't know how. There we go. Yeah, I would think that would have a pretty good demand there. We have Gary from Lyons on the line. Tell us what you have there, Gary.
I've got a couple of Walter Payton signed 16x20 photographs, framed, numbered with the Steiner holograms.
Oh, Steiner's good on the Payton stuff. He did a big signing.
One is the step kick, and the other is up and over.
So they're 16x20s.
Frame, yeah.
Yeah, what are they serial numbered to?
Serial number two, is that the second hologram with the number on it?
Oh, no, that's the certification. When you said it was numbered, I thought it was serial numbered.
Yeah,
like you made
1531 on the step kick out of 1993.
Okay.
And 1201 on the up and over out of 1993.
I think 8x10s go for a couple hundred, and the 16x20 in a nice frame is probably 300 to 400 on the Payton autograph photos right now. Good stuff. The footballs are big. Seems like the full-size helmets, he did sign some of those for Steiner. He did a big signing with them the last year of his life, signed all kinds of stuff. I had at one time, I forget how many jerseys I had. I think I had 20 jerseys from when they did that. That was nice, and they were at a really good price at that time, and they flew out of there. That was big. Okay, the Green Lantern's on the line. So, Lantern, what did Rodney think about both two things, the winter this year and the baseball season starting? Does Rodney have anything to say about that?
I tell you, my wife's cooking. In my house, we pray after we eat.
So that's no matter what the weather is. Rodney.
He has one point of view, that's it.
Yeah, right. Okay, I heard you saw Bill Huggins at the Sun-Times show, huh?
I did. He's looking good as always.
Yeah, very good. Bill, how long did you have
as well as you, Leonard? You're looking even better.
Thank you.
Did you have the broom to shoo him away, Bill, or how'd you get rid of him?
Oh no, he was just fine. He was having fun there.
So, what do you have, Leonard? That's anything of any value this week?
Yeah, I think so. I got an Upper Deck piece about 16x20 of Tiger Woods that I was kind of wondering, how's his stuff holding up?
It's holding up pretty well, but now this latest back injury, I haven't really looked at the effect of it, but I everybody just assumed 5 years ago he was going to break Nicklaus's major record, and now it's starting to look like, I don't know. So I don't know how strong it'll be.
He needs to win again. He needs to win one more major, and the whole bandwagon will start.
Yeah, if he won a major, his stuff would go.
The whole thing starts up again.
Way higher. You're right. Now, what are you noticing, Bill, on some of his bigger items in auctions? Are you noticing them down from like 5 years ago? Or are they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Nobody's ready to give up yet. I mean, I think he's 58 right now, so I don't know. But we're not getting far away from people starting to say the end, you know. So
well, the back injury is really, I always had said that the way he did almost that corkscrew type swing, you know, he swings so hard and screws his body up with that it's not surprising he has a back injury, and I just don't know how he's going to be able to get it good enough to get as good as he was before. I don't think he'll ever be able to get really that close. But meanwhile, he could be fairly close to that good and still win a few more majors. I mean, he was so dominant. You would really have to say for the course of about 7 to 10 years in there, I don't think any golfer ever had that maybe 10-year period that Tiger Woods had over the course of the years. But
and he had it in media frenzy time when media just loved to eat this up every week after week. So.
Yeah, it's really, really been something to watch, kind of like the Michael Jordan of golf. So anyway, Lantern, I would say right now you're probably a little less value than 5 years ago, but it could go up in value again if he comes back and wins a major this year towards the end of the year or wins a couple next year or something. There still is some possibilities, but if he keeps just fading down now, I don't know. There will always be good value to his items. I don't know if they'll ever be as high as they were at one point. I guess is a good way to put it. So,
hey, that clip you played before, who directed that movie?
Was it Danny DeVito?
No.
He was in the movie.
He was in it.
Yeah. Who directed it?
I believe it was Michael Douglas.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right. I think you're right. That's a good, nice trivia quiz there, Leonard.
There you go.
Okay, have a good one.
All right.
The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your items. It could be a sports collectible, political, pop culture, whatever item you might have. Give us a call, 312-332-3776, and we'll try to answer your question about the value. We'll try to give you an idea of what we think it might go for in a current auction. Lots of items do change in value over the course of months, days, years. You never know on an item, but we'll try to give you an estimate what right now what they might go for. A good Johnny Manziel had his workout this week, and that's a good example of how things can go up and down. If he had had a horrible workout, he's already had some things out there like Leaf autographs and press pass. Maybe they dropped down. He had an impressive autograph. And now here's something that I thought was interesting. He wore his helmet and pads at his pro day. I've always said, if you've followed along with me on Twitter over the years, I've always said, I thought every running back, wide receiver, when they run their 40s, they should all be dressed in full pads. Who cares what they run in shorts? And they should also have a 260-pound linebacker chasing them when they're running the 40. We wanted it as realistic as possible, but doesn't that make sense?
It's not a
that
bad
you'd wear
idea.
Wear your helmet and pads. I want to know what you run on a football field with helmet and pads, not what you run, you know, wearing shorts with the wind behind you in a dome with nothing going on. I don't know. I just think it would be a more accurate thing. So I was actually kind of happy that he did that, and it sounded like he had a really good day.
Was he the only quarterback that actually did that?
They're all doing it.
They're all
Bridgewater did it a week
that.
Or
okay.
so ago.
Gotcha.
And yeah, they've all been doing it. So it's and I think Bridgewater was just kind of mediocre with his. A lot of people think Bridgewater maybe is more advanced as a quarterback right now than it's Bortles, Bridgewater, and Manziel that everybody's talking about. And that Jimmy Garoppolo from Eastern Illinois, I guess, he might be up into the second round. I don't know if he'll make it into the first. That's what they're talking right now. It's going to be interesting what they do. I don't see the Bears the first three rounds doing any offensive player, but I think they need to draft a running back before a quarterback even. I think you can pick up a free agent quarterback, but I think they need a running back to back up Forte maybe in the fourth round, something like that. And then maybe they'll get if they like a quarterback later on. It's supposed to be a pretty deep quarterback class. So it should be interesting. But it's time for a short break now, so give us a call at 312-332-3776 with your question about the value of your items, sports collectible, political, pop culture. We'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might go for, and we're giving away a box of Crown Royal Hockey and Donruss Baseball to one caller. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. Hang in there. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call at 312-332-3776 with your question about the value of your collectible, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might be worth. I got a listener sent me a picture, a bunch of pictures, actually, of kind of an interesting item. It was a 1962 Australian hockey team signed stick, which I didn't even know there was an Australian hockey team. And apparently, according to him, they were a really horrible team.
Really?
Yeah, like really bad. And kind of like the amazing Mets of the early 60s. If maybe if Casey Stengel had been their manager, yes, they would have been something. But it's hard to put a value on that. Apparently, it sounds like the Hockey Hall of Fame wants the stick. So I did put a picture of just the middle part of the stick. He had it broken up into things on my T-Crown Tom Twitter ID if you want to take a look at that. It's kind of a neat item. And Josh from Huggins and Scott, where I said, you guys have any idea what this might be worth? And he goes, using one of Bill Huggins' lines, he goes, well, of the 213 Australian hockey sticks that we've seen go in auction, you know, he estimated probably $100 to $200, but how do you estimate an item like that? You never know. Yep. Bunch of guys in Australia really wanted it. You put it in an auction. Who knows? Bill, do you have bidders from Australia all around the world, or are they mostly from the U.S.?
Well, we send catalogs to, I want to say, 18 to 20 foreign countries. I mean, some of them are one catalog.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we do have, I don't know if we have any Australian bidders. I know I've had a guy who's bid with us for as long as we've been in business, from Quito, Ecuador.
Really?
And he wins stuff periodically throughout our auctions, and he's been with us for years and years. We have a lot in Canada and in England.
Oh, I bet.
And China as well.
Well, then the April Huggins and Scott auction starts tomorrow, goes until April 10th. So you can go to HugginsandScott.com and start the bidding. If you're looking for a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card, the Topps rookie number 311, he's got a couple of those in, graded cards in an auction. Some signed rookie cards of guys like Hank Aaron and Satchel Paige. Lots of neat items at HugginsandScott.com. And we had caller Ron called in. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, according to caller Ron, was directed by Milos Forman. Michael Douglas produced it. I think Michael Douglas had money in that, though. We'll have to look that up. Yeah, I think
probably
so.
Probably had some skin in the game.
I think he might have. I think that was a big risk somehow for him to do that. I will have to look that up. So we've got some callers here. Andy, tell me where you're from. I don't want to try to read this. Where are you from, Andy?
I'm from Pecatonica in Illinois.
Pecatonica, okay. Now, I've never heard of Pecatonica. Should we do a quiz here? Have us each guess how many people are in Pecatonica. Vince, I'm going to guess 1,486.
I'll say 3,500.
3,500?
Yeah, you're right on.
Is it 3,500?
No, it's about 1,500.
Oh, well, Tom, I was close. All right, very good. Where is Pecatonica?
It's about 13 miles just west of Rockford on I-20.
Okay. So what do you have there, Andy?
I've got a baseball that was given to me from the Earthquake World Series out in California. And off the top of my head, I don't know what year it was exactly. It was in the 80s?
88 or 9, I think it was, yeah.
Baseball signed by the entire team of the San Francisco Giants. And it was given to me by actually the daughter of the pitching coach at the time, Norm Sherry.
Oh, that's pretty cool, Bill. Have you had one of those in a Huggins and Scott auction?
I want to say we have. It's probably a $200 to $400 ball, depending on old condition and how it displays.
Will Clark will never be a Hall of Famer, but he has a pretty good following of collectors. I noticed when He's got a nice patch, or a patch autograph comes out of a pack of a current product. This stuff does pretty well. So, yeah, that's a neat item, Andy.
Okay. Well, thank you for the estimate.
Sure. That was, I just saw a highlight of that about a couple of weeks ago. I don't know what I was watching, and they showed where the broadcast, and all of a sudden it shakes, and people were going out on the field, and Willie Mays was there, and he's like, well, you know, nobody knew what was going on. They were playing Oakland that year. It was Canseco and McGuire, the Bash Brothers.
They looked so young when you see those, you know, pictures from the 89 World Series.
Of course, so did we then.
Yeah, that felt a lot younger, too.
Yeah, that's right. Jack from Evanston has an interesting item. Tell us what you have there, Jack.
I have a 1967 autographed Cubs baseball given to me when I was in the hospital by Ron Sano.
Really?
Yeah.
So back in 67, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, that's neat. So you had Williams, Sano, Banks, Beckert, Kessinger, all those guys. Was Fergie?
Fergie was there.
Yeah, Ken Holzman, that whole squad. I would think that's a couple $100 for that ball. That was the year they had finished last in 66, I think. And in 67, at one point in the year, I think they got into first place and people were going nuts. And then, you know, they faded. I don't know. Something unusual. Yeah, they faded, but those teams were fun to watch in the late 60s anyway.
Thank you very much.
Neat item, Jack. The number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with your question about the value of an item, and you get in a drawing. We're giving away two boxes this week, a box of 2013-14 Crown Royal Hockey and a box of 2014 Donruss Baseball. If you tweet me an item, T Crown Tom on Twitter, and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. Or if you call us 312-332-3776 and with an item, you'll get in the drawing. Now, here's an interesting one from Twitter. Tom from Joey, get me in the drawing this morning. Okay, he's got one thing in mind here, but it looks like, I'm trying to think what, it's a 2010 Blackhawks autographed puck display. Oh, this is pretty cool. Taves, Kane, Hossa, all these guys. Okay, so Joe's on the line. Joe, you can tell us about this item then. Tell us about this. That looks pretty cool. Is this in one big frame?
Yeah, one big frame. It's probably about 4 foot by about a foot and a half or 2 feet wide. And it's just different pucks that I picked up at different events, like the Blackhawks signings and everything. And I had a buddy of mine put it into a frame, and I think it looks pretty nice. It's got, I think, 9 or 10 pucks in there, and from Taze, Hossa, Sharp, Kane, Burrish, some of the fourth line guys are on there too. Quinville's on there.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, you got Quinville too. I like that.
Yeah, he's the one in the middle that's there, pretty prominent. So I was just curious to know what you thought that may be worth. I don't think I'll ever sell it, but just out of curiosity.
I would think, boy, just the way that looks, if I had that hanging up on the wall at T-Crown and it was authenticated, where, you know, we knew in order to sell it, you'd have to have it authenticated. But I think I'd probably have that maybe $350, $400, probably about $400, I would think. That's really a cool item.
Okay.
And I could see having some really good long-term value. If any of you listeners want to look at it, it's up on my T-Crown Tom. You have to search T-Crown at T-Crown Tom on Twitter, and my stuff will come up that people send me. It's really a neat-looking item. I like that, Joey.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You got that up in a nice spot in the house, I take it.
It's about to go up. I just got it finished about three or four days ago.
I like that. Did you do that yourself, or did you have a professional framer do that?
I had a friend of mine who does that as a side gig sort of type of thing, and he does really well with everything he does. So, yeah, I had him do it, and I think it looks fantastic.
You know, maybe you should have him get in touch with me, Tom, at Triple Crown in Naperville, 630-357-7707. If he wants to do some jobs for people like that, I've got people looking for framing on sports collectibles a lot, and, you know, maybe I can talk to him about doing some of that.
That sounds good. I'll get the number once again, and I will give it to him, and I'll talk to him about it, and we can go from there.
All right, thanks. Neat item.
Thank you.
Okay, next on the line, we have Paul from Harvard. You're talking about Harvard University, right, Paul?
No,
Harvard, Illinois, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's up? What do you have?
I got a baseball signed by Ryan Duren and Ryan Sandberg.
The Rhine ball, huh?
Yeah, the Rhine ball.
Now, that's a stretch.
Rhine Dern was... Ryan Sandberg supposedly named after Ryan Dern.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, I guess.
That's a neat story.
You'd probably have a fairly small group that wanted that, but I would think diehard Sandberg collectors would probably be onto that one. So I would say probably about $100 for that item, Paul.
All right, Ryan, thank you.
Maybe there's a guy who just collects people that spell the name Ryan weird.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's very possible. Any Ryan collectors out there? You know, maybe Ryan collectors, you see that the NCAA through Northwestern, they're unionizing. Maybe Ryans will unionize now. Everybody named Ryan, let's get together and get a union started.
Equal Ryan.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, Tommy from Roscoe Village is on the line. What do you have there, Tommy?
I love your show.
Thanks, Tommy.
I got a ball. One of my wife's girlfriends worked when they had the World Cup games in Chicago, and she knew I was a big baseball fan, so she got a baseball signed by the president of Paraguay, the president of Germany, and Bill Clinton.
Wow, you're kidding. Yeah. Where was this that she saw them?
Well, she was working, you know, with the bodyguards at Soldier's Field.
Okay.
In Chicago when they had the World Cup games here.
Now, I've seen single-sign presidential balls. I've never seen multi-presidents on a ball. Bill, is that there's one for you. Have you ever seen one like that?
Yeah, boy. Tommy, you got me on that one. I haven't had any Paraguay presidents in our auction. That would be a first.
Yeah, because Germany was the host city. So, you know, when they hosted the games here in Chicago, and she did that for me because she knew I was a big baseball fan. She was working.
That's cool.
With the FBI guys and got me the ball signed.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, Bill, what would a Bill Clinton ball go for? Maybe $500 or $600?
Yeah, I was going to say the fact that Tommy that it's got Clinton on it. You're already going to start around $500. So
awesome.
We go up from there as far as what the value of these other gentlemen are on there.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep it, but I just want to know the value of it, you know, like a keepsake.
So probably somewhere $600 to $1,000, I would think.
Oh, awesome.
You know, yeah, and who knows? I mean, you put something like that in an auction, I mean, who knows? Obviously, there's not going to be a lot of those around. So
Right. It's not a soccer ball either, so that's what even makes it more unique.
It's a soccer ball.
No, it's a baseball.
Oh, a baseball. I was going to say, I thought you said it was a baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
See, as we've said in the past, too, I mean, you can, any type of celebrity, you can get signed baseballs, and it makes a great collectible. So if you're ever going somewhere, any of you listeners out there, and you think, boy, you know, you're going to see an actor or whoever you're going to see, and what should I get signed? Take a Major League Baseball. It's a great item to get signed. Pistol Pat is on the line. What's new this week, Pistol Pat?
Hey, T Crown Town, great show you got there.
Thanks. What's going on?
Good. I got a couple items, but before I get to my items, can I give out condolences to Richard Petty? He lost his wife over the week. Great man, and he signs autographs for everybody. And I'd like to give condolences to the Petty family.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Thanks, Pistol.
Okay, a couple items I got. I got a PSA DNA from 2012, historic autographs, Ichiro Suzuki. 4 out of 17, it's an auto, cut auto.
Okay, a cut auto. I think his stuff is still pretty good. I would think it's numbered to 17, I would think in the $300 to $400 range. And what's going to be interesting with Ichiro will be if he is the first guy to make the Hall of Fame in two different countries. He could make the Japanese Hall of Fame and also make the U.S. Hall of Fame. And down the road...
Yeah.
If that happens, I would think he's a pretty good collectible for long term because I think there's a very good chance that that could happen. I'd have to look at his U.S. stats, how many hits he's actually had, but he's got to be getting close to 3,000 hits even in the U.S., and he started at such a late point in his life in the United States.
He's hugely popular on eBay.
His stuff does real well. He doesn't sign a ton, and when Pujols and Ichiro cards first came out, it was 2001, and their stuff was so hot. Baseball was so hot that year. I think baseball this year, maybe because the winter around the country has been so bad, I think it's been the hottest it's been since 2001, as where people are just dying for the baseball season to start. And it's finally here. It's going to start.
Yep.
And now we're already coming up to another short break here. But after this break, we're going to at least give our MVPs or something and let Sounds people good. Know we got to do something. Opening day tomorrow, you know, we'll have to do it. Mm-hmm. So hang in there, everybody. The number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectible. We'll try to give you an estimate what we think it might auction for. It's a time for a short break. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah. We're on 7 to 8 every Sunday morning. You can call us at 312-332-3776 with your question about the value of an item. We're giving away to one caller, or when you tweet me at TCrownTom an item and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. We're giving away this week two boxes, a box of Panini Crown Royal Hockey and a 2014 Donruss Baseball box. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. We have time to get some people on. And, okay, Cy Young this year. I'm passing Kershaw, especially now that he's on the DL.
Yep.
But even without that, I decided I was going to go with Wainwright of the Cardinals as my Cy Young.
Oh, actually, that matches my pick.
Is it really?
I was taking Wainwright in the National League, and in the American League, I was going to go with, I can't believe I'm saying this, a White Sox pitcher, Chris Sale. I think he's got a great shot to step up to that highest tier level of
starting
pitcher.
I'd love to see it. I'm going Felix Hernandez in the American League. I almost was going to pick Cano as MVP, but it's just such a tough hitting park in Seattle. I decided not to do that.
You'd have to surpass Trout and be more valuable than Trout. Yeah. I'm not sure that's going to happen this year.
I went with Trout and my National League version of Trout, McCutcheon. I love McCutcheon. I don't like to pick guys who I have on my fantasy team, but you got to do it. I really love McCutcheon. I think he's underrated for how good he is. He's not as good as Trout, but he's not that far behind. And, you know, like people talk about Harper being an MVP or whatever, and he could. He could hit 40 homers and hit 300, but he hasn't done it yet. McCutcheon's been doing it. You know what I mean?
I think McCutcheon will come in second to my guy, Paul Goldschmidt.
Goldschmidt's another biggie. Goldschmidt. He had a great, yeah. I think he was second last year, actually, in the MVP. I think
this is his year.
And then rookie of the year, here's where I go more Chicago-oriented. This is where I take Jose Abreu, another guy on my fantasy team. I was thinking of Bogarts from Boston, that Lindor from the Indians might get called up. And then you got
Springer from Houston who's got a shot if he gets called up.
Springer, Houston, I would think they got to call him up, which if they're just leaving him down because they want to save money, that rule's got to change. I think that's one thing. If I'm in the Players Association, I want to change that rule where guys don't get paid if they don't get called up till June or whatever the date is.
Yeah, they're actually filing a grievance against Houston because they offered him a contract, a 7-year contract last year, which Springer turned down, which had he accepted, they would have started
him.
He would be there to start the season.
Come on.
So
you have to at least give the appearance you're trying to win, too.
Yep.
You got Springer, you got Polanco of the Pirates, and then Baez might get called up early enough. I still wouldn't surprise me if he ended up being the rookie of the year.
But I'm really
hoping that I've watched 10 or 12 at-bats of Abreu in spring training. And the way he takes it to all fields with just incredible power, I can't wait to watch him in the regular season and see how he does. We've got a bunch of callers here, so we probably ought to get right back to that. Now, don't forget Huggins and Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. Their April auction begins tomorrow, goes through April 10th, and there's a ton of great items on there. Graded vintage cards, all kinds of Hall of Famers. The Pete Rose rookie, everything going back, autographed rookie cards, neat autographed items, original photos. There's a photo from 1897, a cabinet photo, just about anything you could think of. So check out HugginsandScott.com. And Ken from North Aurora has been waiting. Thanks for waiting, Ken. Tell us what you have.
I go out to Pebble Beach and watch the golf and the pros out there, and I was wearing a Blackhawks jersey. And Bill Murray walked over and signed the Blackhawks jersey I was wearing.
Oh, Bill Murray, Blackhawks jersey. Now, that's an interesting item. I'm thinking a couple hundred dollars on that. But, Bill, have you had any Bill Murray signed items or see what he might do?
I go out there. My sister lives out by there, so I have a number of 8x10 pictures that I've taken out there.
I'd actually like to have a... I'd like to have a Bill Murray signed baseball. I know he's a big baseball fan. That one time he threw out the first pitch at Wrigley Field and threw it up like into the upper deck. Bill Huggins, have you seen any Bill Murray? Have you had any Bill Murray items?
Well, the one thing we have had a couple of times, and it's done very well, is the Caddyshack poster signed by him and several of the other people, Chevy Chase and a few of the other guys who've been on
that. That would be cool.
That thing. Yeah, that's done very, very well in our auction.
What does that do, like 500 or 600 maybe?
Oh, I think it's gotten between 1,000 and 2,000.
Ooh, yeah. Boy, okay.
My sister, when we were out there this year, she had a menu from his Caddyshack restaurant down at the Hall of Fame of Golf that she had him sign the menu from his restaurant. And, you know, a lot of the pro football players are out there. I got a couple 8x10 signed by Aaron Rodgers, a couple 8x10 signed by Wayne Gretzky and Tony Romo, guys like that.
Very cool. Good stuff. Yeah, some valuable stuff there. That's some big-name items, so very good. Okay, next on the line we have Carlos from are you going to UIC, Carlos?
No, I actually work there.
Oh, you work there. Very good. So what do you have? Are you a big collector?
I'm trying to have a couple of pieces here and there, but right now, not too long ago, I got a John Stockton's substantial signatures. He's got his signature and a piece of his jersey on the card. It's number 4 of 10.
Oh, number to 10. Now, what product is that, an upper deck item, did you say?
No, it's a Panini.
Panini, okay.
Panini Contenders.
Oh, a Contenders. Ooh, that's a neat item. I would think that's at least a couple $100 on that one, Carlos. That's a good item. John Stockton isn't as easy to get as some of the Hall of Famers, so he's a very good autograph. Matt from Chicago Heights is next on the line. Tell us what you have there, Matt.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. I got two JPEGs of baseball photographs from 1961. They're like 12 pictures of each team, and one's the White Sox and one's Red Sox. And on the White Sox, the first picture is Nellie Fox.
Okay.
They're both unopened.
You have unopened packs of 61 with that are
No, he's got, Tom, he's got those, the photo pack, the 12 card. They're
okay.
Unfortunately, Matt, the 61 year, is that the year you have?
Correct.
Yeah. They found pallets of those from 61 all those teams. I mean, almost any other year except 61. Those things can bring 50 to 100 or more.
Well, that's probably why I have the 61. Then.
that's the way I would look at it too, man.
Well, I got time for one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I also got a 1939 square deal pocket, like schedule and history of baseball with the stats and everything.
A square deal pocket schedule?
Correct, from 1939.
For what team?
It's all about baseball. It's got this, all the schedule and stats, like the past home run hitters and averages. And
Have you ever had that, Bill?
Yeah, we've seen. I've seen some of those from the different years. 39 is kind of old for pocket schedule type things. It could be 50, 75, 100 bucks, somewhere in that range.
Okay, now, Bill, if he had really had a 1961 Topps unopened pack, what do you think on that?
Yeah, a whole different story. It would kind of depend on what series. They would kind of be able to determine by the markings and stuff like that, by the giveaways and inserts that were in there as to what series. But, gosh, if you had a 61 high number pack, you're looking at thousands.
Yeah, wow. It's amazing. They're just not out there. If anybody has any unopened packs, I actually had a couple of days ago a collector in a T-Crown who I think he said he lives in Michigan, and that's what he collects. He, in 1973, he had saved a couple of rack packs, I think. He never opened them. He said a few different times he went to go open them. He never did. And then when he started working and got some money, he goes, you know what, this is kind of cool having this. And he started buying unopened stuff, and he's got a nice collection of that stuff that he started buying in the 80s and 90s. And Bill, wouldn't you say since the 80s and 90s, the unopened stuff from the 50s, 60s, 70s had gone up a ton?
Oh, 2 tons.
Oh, my gosh. Do you get much of that in Huggins and Scott?
We do periodically. It's hit or miss. Like you said, there is just such a shortage of it out there. And then you get the guys who where the authenticity of them is in question, as opposed to was it a wrapper that somebody made up a pack out of. So, I mean, if they can be verified, though, and encapsulated by either one of the grading companies who does encapsulate those, they get a ton of money.
That must be kind of difficult, because those wax packs from back there would open up so easily, even just from over the course of years. I'm sure that gets...
fact that it has been popped, meaning the is not the end all. It's when it's been opened, the corners get little tiny white little things, because that the wax starts to break in the pack, and you can kind of tell that it was open to the point of where a card could have been removed, as opposed to just the seal pop.
Yeah, so if you see white on the corners of a pack, I would if you can, what you want to try to do is buy them graded, I guess. But, you know, if you're out somewhere and you're at a garage sale or something and somebody has them out there, just grab them and then worry about it after that, because there's huge value to those. We had that one where they found the 1954 Topps boxes under their floorboards in their kitchen, and they went for like $90,000 a box in auctions after they found those. It was like incredible.
I think a lot of the cards I had in the early 70s went in a garage sale.
Oh, yeah.
Sold in a garage sale. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. I had a customer a few years ago who I haven't seen him in a while, but he had he found on the top shelf in his closet a 1968 unopened box of packs just sitting up there, and he, you know, now he just looks at it once in a while. I was like, I don't know what to do with it, but it's nice.
I couldn't resist. I'd have to open it.
I know. Vince, you could never have unopened stuff. I'm kind of the same way. I don't think I could do it. Yes. It would be a great collection, but not for me.
Yeah,
I got to see what's
in
there.
Well, I tell you, Tom, in our auction, we've sold several of those, and the guy who's won the majority of those at our auction is Hank and Hal Steinbrenner.
Really?
Oh, yeah, who were George's two kids. They bid a lot on those old unopened boxes and stuff. And I think they go out on their yachts and open them up.
Well, I'll tell you, if I could go back in time, I'd want to go and catch that barge that was taking the 1952 Topps boxes out to the ocean to dump them. I'd want to get that. Stop that barge. I'll take care of those. I'll take them from here.
New form of piracy.
Led
by Tom Morgan.
Remember
Captain
the time
Morgan.
Tunnel? You might not be old enough for this, Vince, but there was a show called The Time Tunnel in the 60s. Mm. If you could ever see that. I'd like to see that again now. It must be so funky the way they did it. But I loved watching. I always like watching shows like goofy shows like that. Okay, Mike from Aurora is on the line. Tell us what you have there, Mike. Thanks for waiting.
I got a unused autographed bat signed by Carlton Fisk, along with the baseball, too, signed by him.
A bat and a ball signed by Fisk, not used in the game, the bat. I would think you're probably looking for the pair in the $200 to $300 range. A good Hall of Famer, not as expensive as you might think, but a very good Hall of Famer. Mike from Lockport's on the line. What do you have, Mike?
I have a 2013-2014 team signed Blackhawks stick with a certificate of authenticity.
Ooh, the whole team, huh? Do you have the coach on there too?
There's 20 signatures. It's kind of hard to read the names with the numbers. There's 20 total signatures on there.
And how is it authenticated?
By the Blackhawks. I worked there. I won a contest that they had for
That's cool. Very nice. Winning the Stanley Cup, a Stanley Cup year. You know, we were just talking about this week at T-Crown. If Kane and Taves can stick around 5 or 6 more years, you got to have a dual statue of those two guys together outside the United Center. I mean,
definitely.
Two cups already, you got to do it. Bill, have you had any 2013-14 Blackhawks signed sticks?
Not yet. I think we've had a couple of callers on the show who've had signed items from that championship team, so I'm guessing that maybe one will appear in our auctions here in the near future.
Are you thinking of selling it, Mike, or are you just going to hang on to that baby?
I'm just thinking of hanging on to it right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, if I had that, without looking to see what they're going for, I think I would have that price for around $1,000 at T-Crown if I had it, you know, so... Just to give you an idea, a rough estimate there. Todd from Arlington Heights is on the line. What's new, Todd?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Two quick small things. One, I've got a 1957 Chicago Cubs yearbook I just picked up. And the other item I have, it's a little bit bigger than a credit card, but it's a 1939 Chicago Cubs schedule. It's like a little booklet, but it's a little bit bigger than a credit card.
Oh, I'm thinking not that much for either one of them. You know, I think 57 was one of the years where they were like 33 games out of first place. There's a thing out now, a 100-year history of Wrigley Field, that I think Sports Illustrated put it out. I almost picked that up. It kind of neat thing to pick up, but I was reading some things about the history and not good. I don't think you have a lot of value, maybe $50 for each of those. And, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to get to anybody else here that's waiting. Sorry, try either send me T Crown Tom on Twitter or try to call us next week. We're out of time. It's time to do the drawing. Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, who wins the two boxes this week?
And the winner is Tommy from Roscoe.
Tommy from Roscoe. Yes. All right. Now, that will be, how will he get those, Vince?
Just email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience at no charge.
No charge delivery by ERC Delivery. Now, don't forget, Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions, the April Huggins and Scott Auction starts tomorrow, goes for 10 days. People can just, can they sign up to bid on the internet, or do they have to call in, Bill?
Oh, no, you can sign up on the internet, either one.
Okay, if nothing else, check out HugginsandScott.com. Check out some of the neat stuff that they have for sale. Incredible stuff. HugginsandScott.com in the auctions. Baseball season has started. It's here. The White Sox are going to win, 130 games this year?
I'd take it. I would take it to watch that.
I'm a little worried about their pitching staff, to be honest with you. At least it's going to be a lineup that's interesting to watch. Cubs might finally get some of their young players up, which will be fun to watch. Until they do, they won't be so fun to watch. But anyway, baseball season is here, so let's enjoy it, everybody. It's springtime. Have a great week. Enjoy the season.